who's got the weirdest pet? Like, what unusual pet? Not talking a dog or a cat. 833-563-2539. And the reason I brought this up, I was reading through and I'm like, wait a minute, this poor lady's missing her pet. And then when I found out what it was, I'm like, no way. A woman in Oklahoma is pleading. She's begging for the return of her pet turkey.
What is the turkey's name?
Well, I'm going to get to that in 1 second. After he was taken, she says her turkey named Francis P. Turkelson.
That's the best name ever.
Francis P. Turkelson loves snuggles. He loves selfies. He loves car rides. And he is as personable as a dog could be. The one day, she said, then one day she came home from work and, well, he was gone. She said he somehow escaped, and witnesses say a man caught Francis and took the bird to be his own. That is sad. So I know we have got an amazing group of people that listen to the show, and I want you to call in and tell us maybe one of the weird or unique pets that you have. Come on, we all love our animals. What do you have besides like dog and a cat? 833-563-2539. I want to hear like how weird or exotic it might be.
When I was younger, I had to babysit my friend's chinchilla. Have you ever heard of a chinchilla?
Yes.
I've heard of like it in a rap song. What is a chinchilla?
They are the coolest little things ever. When they take baths, they take it in dust. Like, I'm not even kidding.
That sounds like they're getting dirty.
No, I don't know. But they put it like a little bed, like in the corner. You got to fill the corner bed with like sand, and then they get in it and they do this little and like spin around. Yeah. And like that's how they clean themselves.
What is it, like sandpaper kind of? Is that how they're getting clean?
I mean, I guess kind of.
So chinchillas are rodents, really.
Yeah, but that's still to me is a weird, I mean,
that's a weird pet to have.
I would say that's a weird pet out of the norm of a dog or a cat.
Right. I took Lucy, my little one, to the Black Pine Animal Sanctuary as like a fun, I'm telling you, check it out. I was amazed. It's in northern Indiana and they rescue animals, but the stories behind the animals they rescued, they have exotic people, have these exotic pets. Like there was a frat house down at IU that they had an alligator living in their bathtub.
Wait, how do you have an alligator in your bathtub?
Forever. And then it outgrew. And it got to 12 to 13 feet, and they had to go rescue it. So it's there at Black Pine. But they were saying there's black marketplaces that people buy kangaroos, tigers. You always hear about people having lions and tigers in their home. It's crazy.
Well, okay, live the web girl. I mean, I know you have cockroaches, but they're not really your pet. But what else do you have?
Well, no, this actually is my best friend. My best friend's neighbor has like 8 peacocks as pets, and they just roam around the street. And like everyone's like
stuff.
Backyards and stuff. And then at night, they just go back to their owner's house.
Wayne Newton has those too. There's like, celebrities always have exotic animals, I feel like, just to show off as
833-563-2539. I'm very interested to see who listening to the show has got a weird or unique pet. Let's go to Kate this morning. Kate, what do you have?
Hi. So I live on a farm and we have cows and chickens and ducks and pigs and goats. And my neighbor across the street has a zebra.
A zebra?
A zebra?
Yeah.
What's its name?
I don't know. We're not allowed to pet it or anything.
His name's Zach, guys. Zach the zebra.
Zach, clearly.
Why? Is it, like, aggressive?
No, it was, like, rescued or something, so no one can get near it.
That's what I learned at the animal sanctuary is that people think it's cool and then they can't maintain either what it takes to take care of an exotic animal and then they let them loose sometimes into the wild.
I can barely manage my dogs, Benny and Paddington. I don't understand where people are getting these exotic animals. Thank you, Kate, for calling in.
Yeah.
We'll go to Brittany this morning at 833-563-2539. Brittany, what kind of weird animal do you have?
So I have a military macaw and I have a ball python. And I have a couple of rats, actually.
You okay. Have a python?
Yeah, his name's Fat Boy. He's a piebald, so he looks different than most ball pythons. He's mostly white. Oh. He's really pretty.
Now, let's break this down, because I'm missing it. Is military macaw, is that a bird? I think of a bird as a macaw. Is that right or no?
It is, yeah. So there's different, like, branches of macaws, and hers is military. And she's actually on the endangered species list now.
Back to this python. Should this python get out of its aquarium or wherever it stays, do you ever freak out that it will hurt you?
Oh my gosh, no. He's not that big.
Okay. How big? Yeah. I'm terrified of snakes. That's why I think it's fascinating.
He's probably like 4 feet long and maybe at his fattest part, maybe like 4 inches around.
Wow.
He's not
Would you bring him in studio so Mackenzie can meet him?
No, it's all, you're so busy. I get it. It's okay.
I totally would. He is the sweetest, I promise you.
Hey, thank you, Brittany, for calling in. Yeah, we need to set that up. We'll go to Ashley this morning at 833-563-2539. Ashley, you don't have a dog, you don't have a cat, but what weird animal do you have?
I wouldn't call them weird, but we have 4 pet pigs.
Aww. Are they teacup pigs or regular, like, big pigs?
So actually, there's truly no such thing as a teacup pig, as people would probably think about it. Any pig that's considered a mini pig, which is what we have, that breed, can still get up to 200 to 300 pounds.
Wow. I just saw it on Honey Boo Boo. She remember back in the day, she got a pig, a little, and it made a lot of noise, but it was so cute, a mini pig.
I hear they're great, they're like loving. Now, I was going to say lovers, but you don't want to make love to a pig. That's illegal. But they're just so cute and sweet and cuddly.
They're very noisy.
Wow. Liv, okay, we get it. Jeez. Calm down. That's an impressive pig snort over there.